Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Pebezim Abez. We're only on Pebezim and Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom. V'savar Rabbi Yechlan. Ask the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yechlan, Chumah Bizman Ezeh Dereisa? Does Rabbi Yechlan really hold, the way he explained the Mishnah, is that Chumah Bizman Ezeh Dereisa? Is that really true? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yechlan? What kind of we learned in the Bereisa? You have Shtei Kupa, is Achash Achul and Achash Al Chumah, Lefneim Shtei Son, Achash Achul and Achash Al Chumah. You have two buckets, one is Chulin, one has Chumah, two piles in front of them, one of Chulin grapes, one of Chumah grapes. Some of the grapes fell into some of the other buckets of grapes, and you don't know which one. So the halacha is bucket A, that had the Chulin grapes, is still mutter to a zar, Ha'ilu Mutarim, Shani Aymar. I'm allowed to assume that the Chumah fell into the Chumah bucket, and the Chulin fell into the Chulin bucket, and there's no mixture of Chumah and Chulin grapes over here, rather it's all just Chulin grapes. V'amar Yishlakash, Yishlakash explained, V'usha Rabu Chulin al Chumah. That's talking only in the case where the Chulin bucket of grapes already had ripe grapes over with the potential Chumah grapes that would have fallen in. And therefore, anyways, even if the Chumah grapes fell in, midaraisa, you have a bittul. From Yechon Amar, Afa Pishu Loi Rabu, Chulin al Chumah, even if there's no ripe, we'll see later, as long as it's a 50-50, so still, we'll say Shani Aymer. So Bishlam al Yishlakash, the fact that he needs a ripe, even though he holds it anyways, Chumah Bizman Ezeh Derabanan, Ksaver Bidrabanan, Ami Rebu Yehuda Be'inan. He holds it even though Chumah is Bidrabanan, then still he says you should still have a raiv before saying Shani Aymer. El Rabbi Yechanan, who's Mekel even without a raiv, and he holds it Chumah is Daraisa. So Kasha, how could he be so Mekel? Alamai, this seems to be clear that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Chumah Bizman Ezeh Derabanan. So says the Gemara, Haman Yerabanan. Rabbi Yechanan, when he explained this Brais of Kupa, he was coming to explain that Alibi Derabanan, who holds that Chumah Bizman Ezeh Derabanan. But I'll tell you that when I explain the Mishnah, it's because I hold like Rabbi Yossi. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, Nadragin is Kain. Could be Michael, his wife, Truma. That's where Rabbi Yechon was coming to explain that. It's even Daraisa, even Truma Daraisa, he holds that the androgynous is of Vatay Zachar. It's because Rabbi Yossi is of the Shita, that Truma Bizman Ezeh Daraisa. That's why he explained the Mishnah in this way. How did he know that that Shita is Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya, Meseder Oilam, because he has a Brice in Seder Oilam, that says, Asher Yirshu Avisacha Birishta. It says, double Lashon of Yerusha. Yerusha Yishayna Vishnia Yeshla. And there's two Yerushas of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Yeshua, Bizman Ezra, Noilei Bavel. Ushlish is Eilehem, but there's no third Yerusha, because the second Yerusha already was Mekanish to Aretz, in the way that it's Kedusha La'asilavoy, it's Kedusha La'ashaytu, Kedusha La'asilavoy. The male of this Kedusha has Aretz nowadays, and Shuvah Bizman Ezeh Daraisa, Vam Rabbi Yechlan, Mantana Seder Oilam, Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi is the author of Seder Oilam. So Rabbi Yechlan understood that Rabbi Yossi Shita is a Shuvah Bizman Ezeh Daraisa. That's why he explained the Mishnah according to the Mandamar, the Chumah Bizman Ezeh, the Raisa, because it's Rabbi Yossi. Now I asked the Gemara, going back to the case of Kupais. Now Kupais were saying that he understood that he was going like the Rabbanan, that Chumah Bizman Ezeh is the Rabbanan, which is why he didn't require a Rive, even a 50-50 suffices. Now I asked the Gemara, is that really true that just because it's the Rabbanan, you don't need a Rive? We have another Mishnah by Issa the Rabbanan, potential Issa the Rabbanan, and there Rabbi Yechanan seems to require a Rive, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Mikvah Sheish by Rabbanan Samechuvanis. You have a mikvah that has exactly 40 saw, and nasan saw, you put a saw of maim shu'uvin inside of it, which passes the mikvah midrabanan, but now it won't pass it because it's already a 40 saw mikvah. And then, v'natal saw, and then you take a saw out of the water. So the halacha is that the mikvah is kasher. Ramar vidu bar shilam, rabasi, rab yechanan, ad rubai. You can only do this ad rubai. Now, my lab, then shnai rubai. Now, you can only do it ad rubai means you have to leave 21 of the original saw in left. You can only do it 19 times, but you have to leave over a right. So you see, even though Maim Shuvin is only something that would pass on the mikvah in the Rabbanan, you still need a rive. Says the Gemara, Loi, Loi Nishka Rubai. What it means to this is that you can't do it a rive amount of times, you can't do it 21 times, but you could do it 20 times. You're allowed to do it 50-50. Now, or Vivai Zema, Nashani Hacha, Diklamim, Shani Omer. Over there by mikvah, Yitaka requires a rive. You can only do it 19 times, you requires a rive. The reason why by Chumah it suffices to have a 50-50 is because besides Chumah being the Rabbanan, if you have a 50-50, there's another Sfar to be Mekel of Shani Aymer, which you don't have by Mikvah. That's why by the Kupais, he's more Mekel to only require a 50-50. Now, as we mentioned, the Machlekes of Yechon Rishakish was also, but that's Rabbi Yossi, whether or not an androgynous has a din of a Suffix Zachar, like Rish Lakish holds, or a Vadi Zachar, like Rabbi Yechon held. Ask the Gemara in Rish Lakish. So now we learned in our Mishnah that androgynous is nice. So that's the Kash on Rish Lakish. It sounds like even the Chathila, he could go and be Mekadosh a man. So it sounds like he's a Vadi Zachar. He could go and be Mekadosh a woman. So it sounds like he's a Vadi Zachar. So says the Gemara, no, Tani Im Nasa, that if he marries her, so then the Kedushin's Chal. but not that he could lechatchila go and marry her. It sounds like even lechatchila. Says Rosh Lakish back, well, tamech my avoloi nisa that you can't get married by a man. Elo my nisa diavet. What you can have to say that that for sure means diavet. So naisei nami diavet. So to the ratio the Mishnah means when it says naisei, it really just means you can marry a woman. It means b'diavet or bichal, oh, we'll have to give her a get, but not that lechatchila you could go ahead and do it. However, I mean, they said no. Loi nisei lechatchila mashma avoloi nisa diavet nami loi. No, the Mishnah's mashma. The shayness of the Mishnah seem to suggest that he could lechatchila go ahead and marry a woman, and if he receives kedusha from a man, it's not chal even b'diavet. So that would make sense very much like Rabbi Yehuda that he's a vade zachar, so he could lechatchila marry a woman, and if he gets married by a man, it's not chal even b'diavet. But if he marries lachish, the Mishnah is shver. But however, on the same note, says the Gemara that the safe of the Mishnah is to actually mashma like Reish Lakish. But Amnikotani safer, the safer the Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Andragan is chayav lavskila kizachar. That Rabbi Eliezer seems to be chayav on the Tanakama. Then he says, and then if an Andragan is with a man, there's a chayav skila, meaning he's a vade zachar. So there's a chayav skila. The chad of Tanakama is looking misafkale. It sounds like the Tanakama holds the suffix, so there wouldn't be skila. To which the Gemara says that no, if Rabbi Yechna will explain the Mishnah as follows, there's no kasha, even the Tanakama holds, that an androgynous is a vade zachar, but he could be nice, skila mishne mekoimus. An androgynous has a makam zachars and a makam nakvas. The shayla is there skila by both of those places? The Marasavach Avon loves skila mishne mekoimus. The Tanakama held that he's a vade zachar, Mamela, any place where he has, together with a man, there'll be skila. Umar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer was coming to be maker, Rabbi Eliezer was coming to say that he's chayv love skila kizachar, means only kizachar, only if he has, does it b'makam zachars. But if he does it b'makam nakvas, so then there wouldn't be skila. But everybody holds that an androgynous is a vade zachar.